Hi, it's Paul Camilos. Welcome to Series 6 of Shooting the Breeze. Join me and my co-host Jacinta Govind alongside the STB crew as we cover women's hoops and women in hoops. We'll share conversations and get a little deeper with inspiring players, amazing coaches and the legends from behind the scenes. Especially in this series, we'll be talking to dream chasers that give it their all and lead with their heart. Welcome to Shooting the Breeze, and we are coming to you live from the hideout, the Albury Wodonga Bandits home court. Pretty soon, the Bandits are going to be taking on North Bear. So it's like the NBL 1 East champions versus the NBL 1 East champions. And joining us right now, we've got Sam McDonald, head coach of the Albury Wodonga Bandits. Sam, it's good to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be back on an STB podcast with you, Paul.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool being down here live because, you know, we got down here the other day and we managed to get down to watch last night's game against the COE. And one of the things that really impressed me was the crowd that you guys have and how much they get into the games here.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mince my words when I've been telling you the last few years that we have the best crowd in the competition. We have so many loyal and passionate fans that come in, week out to support our club in our quest for success. So we're super lucky.
Yeah, and I've got to be honest that some of the performances from last night were pretty spectacular as well. You had Michaela came in, nailed her second triple double in a row with 19, 10, and 10. And against the Sharks, she did 19, 10, and 11. How did you, you've obviously identified her as being a talent. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, to be honest, Michaela hasn't been far off actually having four triple doubles in a row. It's phenomenal. Last year we were on the hunt for an import and, you know, keep an eye on. We waited late. And we were fortunate enough to have some contacts, see some players pop up on the waivers from the WNBA.
Yep.
Once training camp got going, and we were fortunate enough that, you know, Mick saw this as a really good opportunity to come out here.
Yep.
And she had a phenomenal season. She only played 12 games and made All-Star 5. You know, phenomenal. A couple of triple doubles in there. And then, yeah, we were really fortunate this year. You know, I was in constant contact with Michaela once last season finished.
Yep.
She indicated she wanted to come back, but obviously she's a professional, so she has her seasons to look at. And she went to Puerto Rico, and then from there she went over to Ireland, and then she was actually playing in Spain.
Yeah.
And I just happened to notice that she'd gone back to America, and I checked in to see how she was going, and she said, "Hey, I'm free." And I said, "Well, do you want to come out and play again?" and things just went from there, and Mick's been here since the start of the season, and we're very, very lucky to have her.
You are. I mean, it says a lot about the NBL on it. When you're getting players of their caliber coming in.
Yeah.
But more importantly, the fact that she's come back here to Albury, it says a lot about the team and about the culture. And as you said, the fans in the area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're a big community. We like to, we really like to make it a sort of a home away from home for our Americans or wherever they come from, you know.
Yep.
And we had I from Japan in 2022.
Yeah.
And we just really like to try and make it home for them. The local community embraces them so much. It's phenomenal. Like, I know growing up, obviously I've been part of the club for a long, long time, but we have them over for dinner with my parents. And, you know, some of them haven't paid for a meal in their life because when they are in Albury, they get shouted at every place. You know, they invited to dinner at this house on Monday night, invited this house on Tuesday night, away we go. So, yeah.
It's so different. You know, I mean, we noticed that even just coming into town,
yeah,
right, and getting around town, it is such a friendly place. And everybody is so welcoming. And translating that
to hear and the crowds that you get compared to what we've seen at some of the other NBL One games, it says a lot about how everybody in town seems to want to have, it's almost like they feel like they own part of the team.
Absolutely. There is an ownership to it. You know, we've got our members stand over there, the old original stand, and,
yep.
and tickets for that, like see the membership sell out like that. You know, they're done. And then we've just got so many loyal patrons that come in, new fans, old fans, you know, our corporate boxes. Some of these people, they, you know, Zorna Construction has been one of our sponsors for almost the full 40 years that
wow.
we've been around. So, you know, we've got that loyalty there.
It says a lot about the regional teams.
Mm.
And look, I'm not trying to throw shade on like metro teams, but there's so many more teams in a big city. Like let's take Sydney for example,
yep.
and it splits a lot of the audience. Whereas here, all your basketball fans, they're here for the games. And look, let's be honest, LJ is obviously a big draw as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we're in competition with some pretty tough other sports around here. You
yep.
know, very sporting. Town and area, so AFL's massive.
Yep.
We've got about 5 leagues that play in this area.
Wow.
And they're up there with some of the best leagues in country football.
Yep.
We've got hockey, we've got rugby, we've got, you know, the netball. So we're very lucky to have the support that we have.
Yeah, because one of the things that I found really interesting, we went to the pub for dinner last night. And up on the wall, they had all the rugby jerseys for
Albury Steamers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you know it's not something you expect to see at a pub.
Yeah, so we've got the Albury Steamers, and then we've got the Albury Thunder in rugby league.
Yep.
And they've got really big supporter bases. They're actually really fortunate. They have direct connections to the elite. Pathways.
Yep.
So footy, you know, you've got GWS Giants that are in here.
Yep.
The rugby union has the ACT Brumbies.
Yep.
And they come and do stuff for the area, whereas basketball, we've just got us.
Yeah, yeah.
We just do us. There's no links to WNBL. There's no links to NBL.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's where they end up getting a bit of a benefit.
True, but... I mean, watching the game last night, it surprised me by the depth of talent that you've got in your team. You've got really great players here, and there's some young players that seem to have a lot of talent there. How are you finding, you know, identifying the talent in obviously an area where basketball is popular?
Yeah, we have a really good youth talent base. Like the associations around here are doing an amazing job at the moment. We've got some really good crops of athletes coming through, men's and women's.
Yep.
The women more so. You know, Wagga does a great job. We've got Caitlin Quintal, who's on our team. She comes down from Wagga every Tuesday, Thursday, and then on the weekends. We've got Jess Freeman, who's from Yarrawonga.
Yep.
So she drives over the hour from Yarrawonga Tuesday, Thursday, and then for the weekends. We got Tamika Coleman, who's she's injured at the moment. She'll be back very, very soon, but she comes down from Griffith. So that's three hours, you know. Massive commitment. And then we've got Lizzie and Ruby, who are Wodonga products, and a few more to come in that are from the Albury Association. So we've got a pretty big catchment and just got some really, really good talent coming through.
So how do you find, I mean, as a head coach, it's hard, right?
Yep.
You got a lot of young players coming through. You've got to build a more senior players as well to have that balance in your team, be able to have continuity going through.
Yep.
How do you, as a head coach, find, you know, working through that process, particularly, you know, given you've got such a big catchment area?
Yeah, mate, it's been an experience for me, a real learning experience. You know, we have a lot of loyal kids that have been involved in this for a long time. We have the connections to go and talk to them. We've got a youth league program as well, which you saw playing earlier for the men's.
Yep.
Our women's are going down to Melbourne, so we play in the Big V competition down there.
Yep.
And, you know, we had 36 kids turn up to tryouts this year, and that's purely just putting out EOIs, word of mouth, and they come along and, you know, we then obviously you do your trials and you get some games into them and let them go.
It's got to say a lot about the way the Bandits are seen in the region that people are willing. I mean, you know, Griffith, like you said, it's a three hour trek. Yeah. That's saying a lot about how the team is seen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we do a really good job as well of how do I put it? Providing opportunities.
Yeah.
We talked about the crowd, and I know I was fortunate enough to play 3 years with the men's program in 2009, 10, and 11. When I say play, I probably sat on the bench more, but the locals love to see the locals playing.
Yeah.
And so that's what kind of drives it. We want to make sure that the locals are playing, and that props up. And so the kids know that there's an opportunity to play. And so that develops them more and gives them that fire to really compete.
Okay, so going back to the key part here, I mean, having LJ as an anchor, right, and, you know, the fact that she's come back to play, right, have you found that that's made it more interesting for people to come to want to play at Albury so that they can learn from arguably the best basketball player this country's ever developed?
I think for our ones, absolutely. It was a big, big one for them.
Yeah.
They really wanted to do that. Hey, Lenny. Lenny Jackson just saying good day. It's been interesting, the reception of it.
Yeah.
The local kids from around this area are like, you beauty, I want to be involved.
Yeah.
Externals? Not so much.
Really?
Yeah, really interesting. Those that have been here, obviously, that have been part of the Albury Wodonga culture. So, you know, Ash, Michaela, they want to come back because they know what Albury's like.
Yeah.
But Albury's a daunting prospect for some people because, you know, 6 hours from Sydney, 3 hours from Melbourne. There's a lot going on in those towns, a lot of opportunities there.
Yeah.
And they're worried about being away from there.
Okay, because to me, look, I'm looking at it from the outside. You've got a team that has, I mean, you know, you've gone undefeated so far this season. You've got a great depth to your bench. There's players here that I think we'll be seeing in the WNBL in the not too distant future.
We hope so.
Well, based off some of the performances from last night against the COE, I can really see two or three players getting into the WNBL in the very short term.
Yeah, well, you know, we had Ash. Ash went to Perth after last season, so she was part of that grand final Perth squad. I believe Michaela's pretty interested in the WNBL.
Yep.
Emma Mahardy, she's been a DP at Sydney and at Bendigo.
Yes.
So, yeah, there is Molly Rice.
Yep.
Was a COE athlete, AIS athlete.
Yep.
13 seasons in WNBL. Yeah. So,
to me, I mean, if I look at it, you've got the ability here in this team to be able to develop this. You're developing a culture here of real excellence. You as a coach, how do you find your job? I mean, head coach now, first season. What's it like?
So, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good. It has its stresses, obviously, but like, and I mean, I'd probably be saying things a little bit different if we were 0-4, not 4-0. But to be honest, the actual process of coaching and, you know, setting up a season and doing all that stuff is awesome. I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm learning so much. And like last night, being able to go against the COE, it was fantastic. You know, a quality coach in Herbie and Mel Downer, the assistant coach, and
Jenny Lonergan as well. And then looking at what they throw at you to counter what you're doing and then going, oh, my God, what are the counters I'm going to have for this, you know, because I'm still learning, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just – it's really, really fantastic.
One of the things I really noticed about that game last night, it didn't matter what the scoreline was, the COE kept coming at you guys right down to the final whistle.
Yeah.
And they were forcing, particularly towards the back end of the game, they were forcing a few errors on you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm guessing that a lot of that would come from the fact that even though they're so young, they're practicing together every day.
Yeah, and we were probably lucky last night because they had a they'd all just come off nationals pretty much, under 18 nationals, so they were maybe not as cohesive.
Yeah,
but you know, like, they're just relentless, weren't they? They were relentless. I have young legs like that, you know. They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
So, yeah. No, they're a great team, and honestly, it's just. We were watching it carefully, and it's just a constant bang, bang, bang. They just kept coming at you guys.
Yeah, they were physical.
Yes.
They were physical, the young kids.
Oh, there were a few times where I was watching you guys hitting the people, bodies hitting that floor hard.
Absolutely.
Now, we've also got joining us very, very shortly, Emma Mahardy, that we were just talking about.
Yeah. Sammy, awesome story.
Yeah, we are going to let you get back to, you know,
excellent,
your
Paul.
Job. Mate, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for coming down. I told you it's going to be good, mate.
Oh,
you're
mate,
in for a cracker again
absolutely
tonight.
Absolutely loved it.
Awesome.
All right, thanks,
thank
Sammy.
You very much, Paul. Great. I'll put Emma on.
Okay, now, Emma Mahardy is going to be joining us very shortly. And we were just watching the team as they're warming up and getting ready. And joining us now, we've got Emma Mahardy. Emma, welcome to the show. It's
thank
great
you.
To have you here.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, you're playing at home for the Albury Wodonga Bandits. What's that like?
Home's home.
Home's
I
home.
Love playing here. It's, you know, just the community that we have around this team is amazing.
It is. I was just saying to Sammy, it's the first time we encountered it. And last night when we came to the game, it's against COE. And you guys have such an amazing crowd.
Yeah, we do. We've said it plenty of times. We may be a bit biased, but we think we have
surely
the best
not.
Crowd in the league. Yeah, I've played at other clubs in other leagues. Nothing beats Albury.
Yeah, I've got to say, I've seen, you know, even some WNBL games where you haven't had crowds as fired up as this place. They were really loud last night.
Yeah, very loud. They make it hard to hear sometimes.
Now, one of the things I want to ask you about is you're back playing because you ruptured your Achilles when you went to Korea with Bendigo.
Yep.
That must have been, like, really gutting.
Oh, 100%. I did not. That was not how I expected my tournament to go. But, yeah, you know. I think I've just come to terms with it. It is what it is, and yeah, I just worked my way back.
So, how hard did you find, you know, working back from an injury like that? Particularly given, you know, you're watching everything that's going on around, you know, with the WNBL, and it must be hard.
Look, it was, but I was quite fortunate. Bendigo were great to me.
Yeah,
they said when you're ready to come back. We'll be here.
Yep.
So I went back to Bendigo in December and I started doing, so once I was back walking, I went back to Bendigo and I started doing all my rehab there with the team. So, you know, I was at the gym every morning with the team, not doing the same things, obviously, but yeah, doing that. Then I was at training. I had my own little rehab sessions that I was doing, skill sessions there. And then I'd come in and I would, you know, be watching training. So it was really great just to be in that environment and have the support from the coaches and all the team as well.
And when you were watching the run for Bendigo during the season, let's face it, that was a pretty crazy WNBL season. Nobody knew who was going to be in the finals until literally the 11th hour of the 11th hour.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't even know how to describe it, to be honest. It was a really tight competition, and it just all really came down to, you know, executing the last couple of rounds.
And you had some really interesting teammates. You had like Ali Wilson, part of the Kangaroos. How is it work, you know, being on a team with players of that caliber?
Oh, awesome. You learn a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously not last year, but the year before, Willie burnt me. She broke my ankles plenty of times. But, you know, from all those times, I got better. And, you know, just even just watching and seeing how they read the game and everything like that is really helpful.
And what sort of things do you pick up? Like, you're obviously watching people when during practice. What things do you look for?
I think it really depends on, you know, who I'm watching.
Yeah.
Because you can watch in our Bendigo team, you could watch anyone there and you could learn something new. So it really depended on, you know, what I was really focusing on that training.
Okay. Because we had Kennedy on the show, and he seemed to me to be one of those coaches who demands a lot from the players, but also wants to give a lot to the players as well. Is that a fair?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And, you know, how do you find, I mean, you know, there are obviously times when coach has to be off coach. How do you find that Kennedy?
You should have asked me 16 years ago. It would be completely different to now. So he first coached me here.
Really?
So I was 16, 17 back in the Siebel days.
Yep.
And Kennedy came and coached at Albury Wodonga for a season or two. So what it was, my, you know, how I dealt with him the past couple of seasons was completely different to, you know, 16-year-old me. But, yeah, I think at the end of the day, I've always found that if he gets frustrated, it's because he knows you can do better.
Yeah.
So I've always, you know, he's always had that care for his players and wanting them to be the best that they can be.
Cool. Emma, thanks so much. It's great having you on, and hopefully we'll get you on for a longer chat in the future. But really looking forward to today's game against North Bears. Who do you think is going to be your biggest challenge from their roster?
Oh, they've got a talented roster and they're very well coached. I think there's a lot of players that we've got to, you know, manage. We can't just go out and focus on one player and go, that's it. There's every five that steps on the court for them can be impactful.
Emma, thanks so much for joining us, and hope you have a great game.
Awesome. Thank
you. No worries. Thanks. And joining us very, very shortly, we're going to have North Bears head coach Renee Garlett. The stadium's starting to fill up already. I think this is going to be a great game for people to watch. And I think, you know, anybody who's got a chance, come and watch a game here because they've got an awesome crowd. Hey.
Hello. Right.
Joining us is Renee Garlett. Renee, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, really good. Looking forward to this game.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're excited to be here, that's for sure.
It's going to be great. I think you're going to have two undefeated teams going up against each other, and somebody's going to walk away disappointed, unfortunately.
That's the way it goes, doesn't it?
So you guys just arrived just a short while ago?
Yeah, just got in this afternoon, as you do, with the big trip down to Albury. Yeah. And, we're here and we're ready to roll.
And who is it, as a head coach looking in at this team, who do you see as your big threats, apart from the obvious being LJ?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team. They, you know, Albury, every year they do a great job recruiting. They're a great club. They've got, you know, so much history within this building. So, obviously, Lauren, and then, you know, they've got the list. Honestly, they've got about 8 dangerous players that we've got to be careful of. So I think in terms of scouting their group, they've got weapons everywhere. And, yeah, we've got to be ready to go, that's for sure, and on guard.
So, you know, It's the game between the two NBL 1 East championship teams. So by own their history, the competition.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be there's a lot of expectation on this one. How do you feel that this season's starting? I know it's early on, but it's shaping up because there's already been, you know, a few teams that are just have not lost a game yet. How do you see that as your challenge as a head coach?
I think that, I think the league is getting better and better each year. I think you look at, you traditionally, you know, your country teams have had one or two imports, but this year you've found pretty much all the metro teams have got imports as well. So yep. I think everyone's looking to grow their programs, which is unreal. And I think every team's going to be competitive, which is super exciting. And, with us, we've lost some key players from last year, and we've got some young players that are going to have to step up. And I think for me as a coach, that's super exciting.
Okay, Renee, we're going to let you get back to what you've got to do. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, and good luck for today.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks. Okay, folks, so that's it from us coming to you live from the Hideout. Game's going to be on soon, and we're hoping you can all tune in and watch the game because I think it's going to be an absolute barn burner.
Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you get our latest pod. And we really appreciate if we could get a like and a review so we can extend the reach to more listeners. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.